Now for those Elvis Presley fans, and I know you're out there. I had the good fortune to meet and work with Charlie Hodge. Charlie Hodge was one of Elvis's right-hand men. Charlie met Elvis in the Army and became a friend of Elvis's there and remained his friend right up to the day Elvis died. He was there when Elvis died. In fact, he did Elvis's makeup in the coffin. I want to tell you how tight Charlie was with Elvis. One day I was showing him a copy of Elvis's autograph because I collect autographs. And I said, Charlie, I want to know, is this Elvis's real autograph? And I had a book to compare the signature, but I wanted to know from Charlie. And Charlie said, Jeff, give me a paper and a pen. I did so, and Charlie whipped out Elvis's autograph exactly. He said, Jeff, I used to do his documents for him. I used to do checks for him. He said, Elvis hardly ever signed anything. He said, me or one of the other guys had his signature down. So you let somebody sign your check. You know that guy. Let me tell you that. Charlie Hodge was a small guy. He was always very, very well groomed, and he was a celebrity to circles inside of the music business. This was in the early 80s when country music was becoming very, very hot. This is when they had the Nashville Palace on television, and the Judds and Kenny Rogers, Barbara Mandrell, Dottie West were just racking up huge sales in records. They were talking about the new country. The new country was slick. It was sophisticated. And Charlie Hodge had decided that perhaps he could do comedy. He was always a funny man. He was a professional musician and singer, and he thought, well, maybe this would be a nice place for him to go since Elvis had passed away and he was no longer working with the Elvis Presley estate. So I was contacted to write some comedy material for Charlie Hodge. And I want to say it, well, he was a delightful man, a delightful man. And I want to tell you what a good friend he was to Elvis Presley. Naturally, during our sessions, I would try to get some Elvis stories out of Charlie. And Charlie would give a few. But Charlie was really a good friend, and when I tried to get him to talk a little bit about Elvis's drug taking, I will tell you, Charlie was a good friend. He would never, ever say anything bad about him. However, we do have one good story about Elvis from Charlie Hodge. Charlie, at the time I met him, became very upset because somebody had written one of these books about Elvis Presley. And the book said that Elvis Presley was still alive and living with Charlie Hodge. Originally, the book said Elvis was alive and living with the Colonel. The Colonel would not allow the book to be published that way because the Colonel knew Elvis's fans would come after him. So they switched it to Charlie Hodge because the people that really knew Elvis knew that Charlie was tight with Elvis. And now Charlie was going nuts because people were coming to his apartment. He was getting phone calls. People wanted to meet Elvis. Charlie had to keep telling them, he's dead. The book is fiction. It's not real. And it really was a pathetic incident in the man's life for about 6 months. This guy was just hounded by people looking for Elvis. Although I could never get Charlie to talk about Elvis taking drugs, he would mention that Elvis had certainly let his diet go and he was not getting out like he should, socializing. And he told me that Elvis just became very morose. And all of his friends would tell him, hey, Elvis, let's go to Hawaii for a month. Let's just hang out on the beach and play football and let's get healthy and let's get rejuvenated. And he said, Elvis really loved Hawaii. He loved just hanging out with the guys. He said, but in those last couple of years, you just couldn't get him to want to go out. And they would tell this to Elvis, and Elvis would say, yeah, let's do it. And then he would decide not to. Now, I think Elvis Presley was a fine entertainer. He wasn't one of my personal favorites. But, I mean, the man is Elvis Presley. And I worked with a gentleman named Wade Williams. Wade Williams was my manager for a while, him and his wife, Holly Williams, and they were very good managers. Wade originally was a film and video editor. I was to understand that Wade was one of the very best editors in the business. Anyway, Wade Williams was the editor that was hired for Elvis's very last concert, which was supposed to be televised. I believe the concert was in Nebraska, and Wade Williams bought all the broadcast material. He bought the material from the Elvis Presley estate under the proviso that it could never be shown publicly, it could never be sold except to a private collector, and could never be distributed for public viewing. Now, I'll tell you, I had the opportunity to see this footage, and I want to tell you something. Of course, they could never release it. It was horrible. Elvis looked terrible. I heard that Elvis never drank, but I want to tell you something. He was picking up vodka bottles in this thing, drinking right out of it. I can't even describe to you how he looked. It was sad. It really made you feel sorry for the guy. And Wade did sell this tape, by the way, to a wealthy Japanese businessman. And I don't know if anybody will ever see it. I hope for the memory of Elvis that they don't, because it was shocking and disturbing. And one hopes that the general public will never have the opportunity to view this either, that we will always remember Elvis as he was, the king of rock and roll.